This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks, and now we turn to Italians in Cincinnati. We know all about our German heritage in this region, but people whose roots trace to Italy played a role in shaping Cincinnati as well. The Cincitalia Festival is this weekend. Let's talk about that heritage with School Amici teacher and Italian heritage session moderator at the Alscher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Cincinnati, Gerardo Perotta. Benvenuto, Gerardo.
Grazie.
Glad you could be here. Yes, so glad. Now, before we got started, I said your name, and when I said your last name, you said that was very close. I want to make sure I get it exactly right, so teach me how to say it.
There are too many R's in there.
There's a couple of R's.
Right. Yeah. Gerardo Perotta.
Gerardo Perotta.
Bravo, bravo.
Not so bad.
Molto bene.
Grazie. Okay, so we brought you on because we do have this Do I need to pronounce it with the G sound? I know that you guys do that.
This is an American Cincinnati. Okay, so Cincinnati is what the Italian pronunciation is for Cincinnati.
I hesitate to even tell you this, but I studied Italian for 2 years.
Good for you.
Northern Kentucky University. Straight A's.
Tony Emola.
But I can't. It was 15 years ago.
Well, you got to come to School Amici.
I'd love to, because I think I'd be good at it again. I did very well in those classes. If Professor Landwehr is listening, she's probably rolling her eyes. But we brought you on to talk about Italians in Cincinnati because, like I said, the German heritage is so well known. And it's ingrained in our minds. We see it all the time.
But
what is the Italian story in Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati, it's a very good story. I must preface it by saying that I'm an amateur historian. I enjoy all kinds of history. But now that I'm retired, I'm picking up details of what the Italians did in Cincinnati. And surprisingly, we've been present in this area since early 1825. Recorded. I give you two names. One is Joseph Tosso, a renowned violinist in Covington in the area, but also came here. And one of the most interesting things that I came across is that he conducted the reception orchestra when Lafayette visited the area.
Yes, Lafayette visited Covington.
Exactly. And the band was led by this Joseph Tosso, but he was a world-renowned violinist.
Wow.
At that time, one must remember that the Italians that were here, they were not of the current nationality of Italians. Some were from the Papal States, some were the Kingdom of Naples, some were from the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, not today Venice area, the Veneto region. Some were from the French-controlled dominion of Piedmont and all this area. So we have a fragmented group of Italians, the early ones. But in essence, they were all Italians. And the major, the other important name of that not many people know, in the early 1820s, 1830 to be specific, Cincinnati had one of the well-known missionaries among the Catholic community by the name of Samuel Mazzucchelli. Many people, the Germans and Irish in particular, just abbreviated that name to Sam Kelly. And he was ordained here in Cincinnati by Archbishop Fenwick, who was the first bishop of Cincinnati in that area. And when he went to Rome looking for missionaries, this fellow, Sam Mazzucchelli, who did not know a word of English, came, responded to that appeal. He was ordained a priest, as a Dominican priest, but then went to northern Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin to conduct missions. And one of his legacy is Sensenawa College in Iowa. So through the roots of Cincinnati, through the passage of Cincinnati, we've had these two important names, Tosso and Mazzucchelli. The biggest wave of Italian immigrants came from 1870 onwards. From 1870 to about 1920, we had about 4 million Italians that came to the United States. If somehow this story sounds familiar to current events, I can summarize later on what immigration means for the United States. But specifically for the Italian community, we start seeing people from the southern region of Italy, from Rome on down, populate Cincinnati. And the primary reasons were that around 1870, Italy had just finished their unification, became a country. But the southern part of Italy became very impoverished by that unification, and therefore the government was eager to send those people out because less of a burden for them. And the peasantry, if you will, came here to find work.
Is that where you're from, the southern part?
I'm from Calabria.
Okay.
Right? But not in the 1870s.
No, certainly. You came a little later than the 1870s.
Exactly.
But I read that you came over as a teenager.
Correct. I was 12. I'm just about 12.
Okay. Yeah. So what was your reasoning for coming over?
Well, my parents, my father in particular, after the war, World War II, things didn't go well. He always had this desire. We had relatives on my mother's side to come to the United States. He had opportunities to go elsewhere, and Italy says, no, I want to go to America. And that's how we came.
Were there any challenges there? Because in that war, Italy was an enemy of America.
Of course.
So was it a difficult transition?
For us to come here? No. We had relatives here, and we always looked up to America. So there was no difficulty in transitioning to come to America. But there were cultural difficulties, language being one of the things. As a child there in Italy growing up, you study French as a second language. Now all my cousins and relatives and their kids, they all study English. So it's quite I came here with a little French accent.
I took 8 years of French and I got straight A's in that too, but I'm 15 years ago, but I'm useless.
Yeah, that was our second language as
that's
we
so
were being
cool.
raised up. But now,
that's one of the advantages of being European is you're exposed to so many languages that you really have to know them.
And now it's continued only with English. Primarily, everybody studies English.
And that's probably our
American
fault.
English.
I was going to say, it's probably our fault in a lot of ways due to mass media and all that sort of thing. What is the School Amici?
School Amici is a...
I know that Amici means friends.
Correct.
All right.
Which stands for Alessandro Manzoni Italian Culture Institute. The original meaning, the acronym was for Alessandro Manzoni, one of the greatest writers of Italian literature, who wrote The Betrothed. Or I Promessi Sposi in Italian. And so the original founders of the school named it in his honor. But it's now known as Amici, which is also means friends. It is an important school which attempts to, for many Italian Americans, establish roots through language. Because it's amazing to me when I have classes and I go around the room and ask who has Italian links or heritage. Many people do and admit to it. Some say, well, you know, our grandparents came. They didn't want to know anything about Italy anymore. So that's it. Or some people don't know where their roots are from. And with that step, we through language, we take them back to their roots, but it's a wonderful community of adult learners. I've had a couple students who were teenagers in essence, and were excellent, but from all walks of life, all professions. It's a wonderful mix of people to spend an evening, a Wednesday evening, for a couple hours, in a professional manner, and enjoy the language in the process, learning the language in the process.
You know, my exposure to Italians in this region is primarily in Newport. Now, we all know of the mafia lore and that connection to the Cleveland Syndicate and all that sort of thing.
Right.
But even now, there are some good people with Italian names. The mayor, Jerry Peluso, his cousin, Frank Peluso, also on the city commission.
Right.
Tommy Gadulli's on the city commission.
Exactly.
His dad used to be mayor.
Exactly.
The Peluso dad used to be mayor. So this is a city that's still very rich with its Italian history. Pompilio's is a very popular restaurant.
Well, in the early settlers, most of them were in Newport, in the Spaghetti Knob area, what is known as the Spaghetti Knob area. The other Little Italy's, if you're interested, were around Broadway, Lick Run in Queen City, where San Antonio Church is, Mount Auburn, Mount Adams.
So pretty well spread out.
Because every group that came, again, going back to their sources, the original areas of Italy, they were city-states, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
And they maintained their tradition. The Sicilians were with Sicilians, the Genovese with the Genovese, wherever they came, Abruzzese, Sicilian, so they were just not one cohesive group as the Germans were.
Right.
And That's how the Italian community sprouted in Cincinnati.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we'll check out one of your School Amici sessions very soon.
Very good.
The 10th annual Cince Italia Festival returns to Harvest Home Park in Cheviot.
Yes.
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Excellent.
Our thanks to Gerardo Perolta for being here today.
Okay.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks.